Hi, dictation for Judy Ogletree, date of service 9/5/2023, date of birth 3/14/1959. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation today. She reports that she has an ongoing pain in the neck, which is around 2, mid-back pain is 6, and lower back pain is 9. She received 3 epidural injections, two injections, 7/25 and 8/11. And it has not helped her completely. She's still undergoing the injection treatments. And the patient do not have radiation of pain anymore to the buttocks or legs or arms. She does have some pain in the right shoulder, around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she is able to lift her arms up to 120 degrees of affection without any pain. Beyond 120 degrees, she has severe pain. Other than that, no other issues are listed. She does urinate in a bladder, and other than that, she had a spina bifida in her childhood, which was operated, and it makes her epidural injection quite complicated. Overall pain level is between 7 to 9, with ADS being affected 9. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the rest of the history, including additional history, and then ADL, system review, substance abuse, and compliance history. Diagnosis is the same. The treatment protocol is as follows. Patients provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxer, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Trazodone 75 at night for help with the sleep. Percocet is provided 7.5 milligram twice a day, 30 days, 60 tablets. Next time it will be done once a day only. The patient is scheduled for her MRIs that have been reviewed to her and agrees for the ongoing treatment with her. In the lumbar spine, there was a disc herniation at L3-4, L4-5, and a bulging disc at L5-S1. In addition, she has a bilateral facet arthropathy that is requiring intensive injection treatment. In the thoracic MRI that was done, nothing was found abnormal, and so nothing needs to be done for that. In the cervical spine, there was a herniated disc at C2-3, as well as at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, bulging disc. And we are still helping her out and working with her. Our therapy needs to continue. We still have not received any records from her therapist. Thank you. She'll be seen in 15 days' time for her procedure.